Blog Talk Radio.
Six Man Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I have your attention, please? It has come to my attention.
PD Radio.
What's up? It's your girl, Go Getter. The boss from Chi-Town Inn.
God Power C on top of Mount Everest.
PD Radio. You're now tuned into PD and Black on PD Radio.
I love y'all energy. PD Radio. Lock them in. Quality radio entertainment is rare. And if you get a hold of it, you know, hold on to it, you know.
This your boy, Mr. Shy. You're now listening to PD Radio.
Hottest show streaming live. You're not tuned in, get lost.
Lock them in.
The best in R&B and hip hop and talk radio out there.
My name is R-Rail. It's the bottle of self. Keep it locked. PD Radio.
Listening to my man K Black and Miss PD on PD Radio. There's no show hotter anywhere.
Some shit is just stupid as hell, man. How do you just get that voicemail like that, man? Yeah.
You can have what you want, right?
but you limit yourself to the thoughts of other women without men themselves. How she gonna tell you how to do you, but can't do she? Always talking about us, but she ain't got no we. You read headlines, watch shows like Basketball Wives, reading magazines like they the New York Times. Study trending topics, trying to be like them. They're your role models, but them bitches ain't got no men. Why you got yours and cheating like he's absentee? Yeah. Never listen, only concerned with the opinion of me. Desire to be reality TV baloney. Your heart's so invested, but it's all so phony. Who told us how to be with each other and make it work? Whoever said a little bit of love didn't hurt? So you open up a heart to keep our minds so closed. I know there's peer pressure, but damn sure you grown. I do the things you like, and you say I'm the baddest, but
you won't put it in your Facebook status.
Every time I open up, it's like you get so aggy, so
you come at me in your Facebook status.
It's like we rise, and then we fall. But if you ask for it, you can have it all. I'm just trying to make you part of my Alice, but
you don't love me in your Facebook status.
It could all be perfect if I heard you when you heard me. Instead of pushing my opinion on what you should be. It's like when I speak, you don't respond to the scene. Instead, you react to what you think I mean. And most times you're wrong, so here's a suggestion. Stop thinking that I'm always asking loaded questions. Be mad cause I don't know what you don't say. Well, I'm sorry, but my reader isn't on my resume. Your friends say that you shouldn't put up with me. She ain't tell you that she used to want to cut with me. They give me you advice, you got about your man. You ever stop and think that they don't know your man? I'm honest to a fault, I ain't even gotta try. But your response to that is, well, you know dudes lie. We open up our hearts to keep our minds so close. I know you've been hurt, but damn sure you're grown. I do the things you like, and you say I'm the baddest, but
you won't put it in your Facebook status.
Every time I open up, it's like you get so aggy, so
you come at me in your Facebook status.
It's like you rise, and then you fall. But if you ask for it, you can have it all. I'm just trying to make you part of my Alice, but
you don't love me in your Facebook status.
Open your Facebook, with family and friends will come forward. Sophisticated women bleed bitterness and post. Pose for the camera now, click, click. She caught it from an angle, that ain't thick, thick. Try to put just in the touch, it's been a while. But we text so much, our voice is out of sound. But when we communicate, the words get lost. And when lovers express themselves, it's brushed off. Get back to us instead of just doing me. Improperly exchange relationship currency. What you value might be the same to me. Or we just might express our emotions differently. This can be whatever you want to. What you expect from your mate should only come from you. Open your heart, never let your mind close. A relationship is ill, but damn sure you grown. I do the things you like, and you say I'm the baddest, but
you won't put it in your Facebook status.
Every time I open up, it's like you get so aggy, so
you come at me in your Facebook status.
It's like you rise, and then we fall. But if you ask for it, you can have it all. I'm just trying to make you part of my Alice, but
you don't love me in your Facebook status.
be feeling, I've been out of my mind, out of my brain. Boy, I'm about to go insane. Like we was back in the day. We'll need to fight no more. Could the issue really be that the loving is gone? I refuse to believe this is the end of our story. I see it in your eyes that you still care for me. Baby, let's rewind. Take me back to a time when nothing came between us. I was yours and you were mine. The path isn't clear cause they say love is blind. But I know we'll get back cause love always finds.
Can we rewind back to the start? Find our way back through the time. When we push back.
Radio. Yes, yes, PD Radio. Hello, hello, XOXO. We are live. We are ready. We are PD Radio. You all know me, your host, Miss PD, poetic, creative, and drama free, and sharing the airwaves with my man, 100 Grand, my producer and co-host, you all know as Black, a.k.a. Cornbread Jones tonight. What's going on, Cornbread?
What's going on, Cuddy? How you feeling tonight,
hey,
baby girl?
I'm good. I'm good. You're killing me with the names, though. I never know what you're going to come up with from 1 week to the next. Cornbread Jones. I'm done.
That's how we get down.
How you feeling?
I'm feeling great. You know, we got a crazy show coming up tonight. It's going to be live, as always. We want to make sure that people call in and show some love.
That's
right.
We're
just going to kick it how we do. We got some topics. It's going to be crazy.
It's going to be crazy. Call up right now, people, 646-478-3599. We always want to hear from you. And continuing off the flow of last week's show where we play all indie music, we kicked off tonight's show just the same way, starting off with Shooter by the lovely Frankie Storm, followed up by Facebook Status by Omega, and rounding off with Rewind by Erica J. Now, you guys know we all normally play that classic throwback music, but it is our duty to show that indie artist love, so we're doing that again tonight, all throughout the night. And every song I pick is because I personally dig the vibe of the music. And we'll have more coming for you throughout the night. I'm already slurring my words. Never mind.
I had to cough on that. What was that?
Yeah, don't be coughing through my segment now.
What was that? That's
disrespectful.
Everybody know we got this long going joke about who picks the songs, you know. It's
don't
struggle over
right,
here, PD
please.
Radio Land. It's a struggle.
Really? It's not a struggle. It's not a struggle at all. It's a fact that I pick every song that we play on the show. So don't even try it. Every song.
You pick all the songs.
Every song. Every
okay.
week.
All right.
Really?
All right. It's all good. It's all good.
Wow. Okay. All right.
Listen,
what's coming up next? You don't even know.
Got no
you
better.
Gotta look. You gotta look real quick. You don't even know what's coming up next.
We got Mr.
Shaw
coming up.
That's because I give you a playlist, player. Yeah, you giving stuff away.
We got Shittown coming up next.
You said Shittown.
Shittown coming up next. Yo, we was at the A's walk because Miss Petey, I know you gonna get into it, right? And you know how they try to ride
man.
You up at the checkpoints, right? So Mr. Shaw got the, you know, he coming in like Game of Thrones. He got the, he waving the Shawtown, you know, billboard
the
and everything.
Post,
we get to
right?
the girl, and they like, Shawtown.
Well, they're like, woohoo, Shawtown.
Shawtown, like, what the hell is a Shawtown?
Shawtown.
She messed us up.
That
everything
was funny
had,
as hell. Yeah, that was funny. Shout out to Shawtown. Speaking of Shawtown, let me stop. Speaking of Shawtown, you guys, Black and I are pleased to announce that Poetic Designs, the show, will now become Poetic Designs, the station, Poetic Designs radio station. So coming June, first week of June, we will be under our own station and no longer under Six Man Radio. So, what do you think about that, Black? Are you excited?
I'm excited. I am definitely
really?
Excited. We're gonna keep that affiliation, of course. You know, that's all love.
Of course.
You know what I mean?
That's family.
Stomping grounds, baby. Oh, yeah.
That's
gotta keep
right.
That but it is going to be off the chain. We got some
yes.
serious stuff
we
coming
up. We are developing.
Up.
Yes.
Yeah, we are developing, you know, the oh, man. The morning show is going to be crazy. I just know it's going to be crazy off the top. So
the first hit under
yes.
the station is the Middle Finger Wave Morning Show hosted by Mr. Shaw. Mr. Shaw and his crew, they're going to be getting it in every Monday morning from 7 to 9, and you just got to tune in because it's no holds bar. You don't know what's going to happen on that show. So, you know, you got to be prepared for that. And they will be debuting June 2nd on the Poetic Designs Radio. We'll be giving you the link to that shortly. I'm very excited about this.
You know I'm calling in.
You calling in?
Well,
you
want to
harass the man? You got
a
man?
I'm calling in. Every morning I'm calling. Every Monday I'm calling in.
I know that's right.
I'm going to bring
that's
Jim
right.
Brown in on three-way. It's going to be
you
jumping.
Know what? You stupid. Tonight on the show, you guys, coming up very shortly, we will welcome New York MC Sean Conn, who will be coming through to share his talents with us. So please stay tuned for that. And last week on the show, we had open discussion, Black. We talked a little bit. What did we talk about, Black? Donald Sterling, Jay-Z, and
yeah, we talked about everything last week.
Yeah, some other topics there. We're going to continue on that tonight. We're going to also touch on a topic. Black and I were watching. I didn't see the whole thing. Part of the episode of The Real Housewives of Atlanta. It was, the men's edition, where the men were sitting around, you know, discussing things that happened with their wives throughout the season. And I thought it was a very interesting show. And Black brought up the idea. He was saying, you know, how come men can sit down together and hash things out the way they do, but women can't? And it's true, we can't. Well, I mean, I can, because I'm different. I know exactly
all
what
righty,
he means.
Then.
I'm not different, Black. I'm batting my eyelashes through the airways. I'm not different.
You see that,
is
right?
Is that what you're saying?
You
see my eyelashes fluttering?
When you're wrong, you're wrong. PD, be
really?
The first one to throw. Be the first one to throw Kool-Aid in your eye.
I don't even have to. You know what? Whatever. We got callers in the queue. I'm just gonna, you know, throw that to the side right now. We have callers in the queue, so let's bring the callers in before we go any further with the show. Let's do it.
PD Radio.
PD Radio. What's your name? Where you calling from?
Hey, it's Untamed.
What's going on, Untamed? How you feeling?
That sugar bear.
I'm feeling fine. Fine, you guys. I had to call in. I missed last week's topics because I was feeling under the weather. So
aww.
I wanted to make sure. Yeah. I've been battling with the sinus cold, so I was really feeling it last week. So. But,
okay.
Yeah, but Blake, you gonna eat your cornbread?
Oh, you better not touch the cornbread in my table. You know it's on.
She got
Sweet
you.
Water.
She got you. You going to eat your cornbread? You touch my cornbread, it's going to be some consequences and repercussions.
Sweetwater. My nickname is Skinny Black Sweetwater.
No, you didn't.
You.
Go to sleep, Black. Take a nap.
Cornbread.
Night-night, Black. Night-night.
All right, Cuddy.
So did you want to touch on any of the topics we had going on last week, or are you just calling up to say hello?
Well, first, I want to congratulate you guys and tell you all how proud I am of you all for having your own PD radio station.
Aw, thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, you guys so deserve it, and I cannot wait. I'm tuning in to Middle Finger Wave Mondays.
That's
all
right,
the
crazy.
All things that's coming on with PD radio stations. I know how you guys get down, so I know it's going to be every bit of epic.
Yes, every show on this station will be a hit. We're not putting no bull crap on the airwaves. Nope.
All right.
It's not going to happen.
Got
to come correct if you want to be a part of the team. That's right.
That's
okay.
Right.
Thank you so
and
much.
Also,
thank you.
You're welcome. And I also want to add one point to that Donald Sterling conversation.
Mm-hmm.
Last
Uh-oh.
Week. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know what? I like everything you were saying, Blake. And there was also one thing, you know, when you were talking about the players having the power.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and the thing about the players having the power also that nobody else is really looking at, the people are not paying to see Donald Sterling. They're not watching TV to see Donald Sterling. So if the players would have boycotted, ticket sales would have went down, the sponsors would have went down, viewership would have went down, that's going to hurt the pockets of the owners. Not just Donald
Thank
Sterling,
you.
The other owners. So
Thank
that's
you.
Going to force them to say, no, you got to go. You have to go because you're affecting our ticket sales and our revenue.
Thank you.
So
Thank
if they
you.
Would have taken a stand for themselves, it would have just created a trickle-down effect that would they would have had no choice but to say, you got to go. You got to go.
Exactly. Exactly. And
okay,
that was my
Chrissy,
whole
know her
point.
Stuff.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm talking
I mean,
about.
Because that's the only place you know how to hit them is in the pocket. That's that money is
true
and they might sit here, you know, for political purposes, you know, put on the politics and say, oh yeah, you know, we understand he was wrong, but nothing is going to make them move faster than seeing that revenue start to decline.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? And here's the crazy. And I got, you know, I was real emotional on that last week because I really feel like they dropped the ball. And here's the other thing about it, too, is that if we keep power, we just keep handing it over. Every time we have this opportunity to do the right thing, it'll never happen. I mean, there'll never be, like you said, that domino effect, whether it's in another sport, whether it's in corporate America, whether it's in the educational system, things like that.
Mm-hmm.
We will always continue to pass the power, you know what I mean? So we have to utilize our power. So
that's right. And that's what the Black Exchange is all about. Coming soon to
oh,
Poetic Design
head,
Radio.
All right.
I'm trying to say,
this Friday,
Black Exchange is going to be crazy because it's
oh,
going to
yes.
be nothing but truth. Nothing but truth. And if you don't like it, don't listen because I'm just going to come correct with it. You know what I'm saying? So
we're going to start your work week out.
Oh, yeah.
We're not including the weekend. We're going to start your work week out right with Middle Finger Wave Monday's morning show. And we're going to end it that Friday with the Black Exchange. Y'all not ready for Poetic Designs Radio. Y'all not ready. I'm trying to tell you. Y'all not ready. Y'all not ready for what we got to bring. Only the best here on PD Radio. Now, Black, let's bring in another caller. Chrissy, stay on the line. We want to keep you for a minute if we can.
Okay.
Let's bring in another caller. See what they have
radio,
to say.
Radio.
PD Radio, what's your name? Where you calling from?
Hey, what's up, yo? It's your boy, Mr. Shaw. What's up? What's up?
What's up, Chattown?
What's going on, player?
I'm good. Calling in, checking in.
He missed the Chattel. He missed that.
That's
it went
right.
over his head.
That's all right.
You know we had to get you.
Nah, it's cool. I definitely wanted to thank y'all first for coming out and supporting Team Chattown and doing a walk with us. We had a great time. I definitely had a great time with y'all. PD Radio is in the building, Chi-Town, and UEG Radio is all one family. We had a good time, man.
Yes, we did.
Yeah, we sure
y'all
did.
Cut up.
Sure did.
They cut up during the walk.
And I also want to thank y'all for giving me an opportunity to have my own show on your new network. And I'm very honored and humbled to have that. And I'm definitely going to turn up. Mondays will never be the same again.
Never. They not ready.
Yeah, I can only imagine what's going to come out of that brain right there, boy.
Yeah.
I know how you roll.
So how y'all doing?
Mr. Shaw is off the hook, you guys. Y'all just need to know. I'm trying to tell y'all. You're not ready. Y'all not ready for Middle Finger Wave Monday.
What's that? Well, I'm ready. I'm ready to go.
I know you ready. You ready, but the listener's not ready.
Oh, yeah.
Well,
we're
kicking
off the week.
Shot.
Mm-hmm.
What's up with your boy Ray J, man? giving up revenue mm-hmm. profits. So that.
Who?
What?
Giving up profits.
So, you don't give up the shares.
Why are we even talking about him? He's stupid.
You don't give up the shares, man. You earned
it.
What Ray J?
He earned that.
It's rumor. It's rumor that he's giving up part of the sex tape profits that him and Kim made to her husband.
47 profits
as a wedding gift. That's some bull. Come on now.
Oh, that nigga's too funny. That nigga sold out. If he do that, he's corny. He's corny if he did that.
I feel like I think
that it's terrible because she's definitely just like whole cake, and they keep talking about her for no reason. Like, she's famous for sleeping with mad people and celebrities. That's the only reason she's famous. I mean, yes, she has a last name, but she didn't do nothing really until after they, you know, she blew up off a sex tape. And then Kanye getting married leftovers. Like, who does that? Who does that? How are you going to marry leftovers, then make your first child with the leftovers? So now your child is like a side, like napkins. That's terrible.
Hey, look.
That's terrible. Like,
that was what I think.
I think he was
in competition with your boy. I think he was in competition with Jay, you know what I'm saying, trying to have a female that, you know, kind of had her own thing going on. He wanted that power couple type of.
But he is a lot more women he could have had over her, though. I mean,
exactly.
I respect that she took her sexual fame and built, you know, her little business. Okay, I respect her for that, but really? If you want to compete, you don't compete with her. There's a lot of women he could have grabbed.
Like who?
And had that power status with. Come on now.
Like who?
She didn't even have to be famous.
He didn't grab
her. There's a lot of successful women.
He saw the tape, man. He saw what she could do. That's what he got. He said, I'm going to settle down with the head monster.
Look at George Clooney, right? George Clooney, he dated a lot of famous women, right? Now, the woman he finally decided to settle down to marry, she's not a celebrity, but she matches his intelligence, and that's what he liked. Look at all the famous women he's been with.
You know, we don't do that.
Now, she's very smart. She's smart. She's a lawyer, I believe. You know, she's beautiful. You know what I mean? She's all of that, but she's not a celebrity. So he picked somebody that was on his level. Kanye could have done that, too. I'm not trying to hear that. He's trying to compete.
I think it was on purpose.
You know,
like, he needed somebody that status, and that was in the light, because he likes to be in the light. He didn't want somebody that nobody knew who he was. He's a trophy person. So
exactly.
That's what he got a trophy. And he wanted to be like, Big Brother got one. I got one,
exactly.
too. But, like, we don't know what Beyonce was doing. All we know is Marcus Houston. That's the only thing they ever said that she did before. Like, you know, this girl's on the internet doing everything. I don't know. I mean, you have to be realistic. People before you that you're with, they've been with other people before you. That's fine. You don't want to hear about it. Damn if I'm going to load it up on the internet and watch it.
Right. Exactly.
I mean, well, you know what? More power to him. Somebody got to save the holes and thoughts out there. So, hey, it's one more off the street.
Exactly.
It's going to be the best. It's going to be the best 73 days of his life.
You know what I'm saying? Hey, I put money that Ray J sends.
I like that,
Chrissy.
Oh, man. I don't even want to talk about them no more. They're corny.
He's a marketing genius, so don't sleep on him that he didn't do it for a reason. He's a marketing genius.
Single coming out.
And he gets all his money. So he was, like you said, you don't want to talk about him no more, but he made it so relevant even if he's not doing it.
Exactly.
I need to talk about that whack Michael Jackson hologram that he tried to do.
It was stiff, man.
It wasn't fluid.
I gotta
Michael.
Watch it.
I'm a Michael Jackson fan, and it felt good.
Oh, we know that.
You're like, wow, look, Mike's back. But you can tell it wasn't like the Tupac hologram. Tupac was a hologram, like, on a stage floating around. This was just like a video playback of, like, an impersonator dancing and mouthing the song, and it just superimpose Michael Jackson's real face over the impersonated face. That's what it looked like.
Mm.
It was like
okay.
a video playback. And then people was like dancing with him. It was just like a video playback. They tried to make it seem like it was a hologram that was going to be like popping all over the place on some Star Trek shit. It wasn't. It was just an impersonator with a superimposed Michael Jackson face, computer edited. So,
I gotta check it out, man.
Yeah, people was crying and stuff. I'm like, come on, that's not Mike. What are you crying for?
Mm-hmm.
I did see somebody online, they said after watching it, they were about to cry. But I'm like, okay. I didn't see it, so I didn't know why it touched them that deep. But did you see it, Chrissy?
Yeah, it's like they tried to make it too real. And it was, I didn't like it. You know, it was kind of creepy.
It was creepy.
I mean,
it was like, you know, because they tried to make it too real. Like you said, it was like, it almost looked like they tried to do a cover of a real person standing up. It wasn't like, with Tupac, you could tell it was a hologram. But this one, it was just.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All right, well, I
want to
ask. Huh?
So I was like, hi, Chrissy. I didn't even know she was still on the line. How you doing?
Oh, hey, Shaw, how you doing?
I'm good. I hope you're getting up in the morning on Monday to listen to me, too. I'm going to start some trouble for you.
I am going to be right there listening.
You know, PD Radio, we got the loyal fan base. They're going to be tuning into every single show. You already know that. So I want to ask you guys a quick question. While we have both of you on the line, while we have a man and a woman on the line, I want to know, like I said before, me and Black were watching The Real Housewives of Atlanta, and it had all the husbands on there. It was a husband show, right, this week, right, Black, Monday?
Oh,
and
yeah.
The men were sitting down discussing situations that happened throughout the season with their wives and themselves, and they were actually giving each other good advice. They were able to squash everything and handle it in a respectful way, and we were just discussing how women, for whatever reason, cannot do that. And I want to know what you guys think about it. Why do you think men can handle situations and deal with them differently than women can?
I guess because at the end of the day, I think men are easier to admit that they're wrong at something than women are. I just think so. Like I think we at the end of the day, it's just a pro. There's like a stigma over it. Like, if you're a man, you're supposed to just man up and just say, suck it up. Like, all right, it's over. Like, I don't want to drag it out. Like, you know, like, yeah, I was wrong. You was right. You was wrong. Like, men are so afraid of being perceived of not being a man that I think they're quicker to squash an argument just so they can be manly. Like, yo, you know what? I'm good, man. I ain't going to be emotional about nothing. I'm good, man. We good. Like, I think that's why I could probably, just from my personal experience, I noticed that. Like, somebody be mad at me, and they'll be like, you know what, this is stupid, man. We men. That's the first thing they say. Like, fuck you, man. Yo, we good. I'm like, okay. Like, I'll hug you. Like, yeah, you need a hug.
On the Housewives show, you know, probably none of them wanted to be called a bitch. You know, Peter had already got the bitch label on him anyway from Nene. So they were like, you know what, I don't care what's going on, I'm just going to be cool with it. It's like, they was like, Peter already been labeled a bitch. Y'all, he was making up all of that stuff with him and the weeds. You know, he was the, sixth housewife and all of that stuff. So they're like, you know what, I ain't got time for this. But women are catty, you know. And
so,
a lot of times,
oh my gosh.
Like, try to say something you're hating, and they love to push buttons and just keep, you know, carry on and on and on, just like, you know,
right.
The whole Portia and Kenya thing. You know, Portia said, how many times, get this out of my face, get this out of my face, and Kenya just kept on doing stuff to say, you know what, I'm going to do what I want to do, I'm going to push your buttons, and then want to say, well, I didn't provoke you to stand up and snatch my hat. You know, it's like, okay, if I tell you to get your hand out of my face so many times, I'm going to stop talking after a while.
What is that, though? Like, as a woman, I honestly cannot relate to it. I don't hate on women. I don't do it, so I can't relate to it. I can't relate. I'm trying to tell you, I grew up in a bubble. Where's my mom? Carlotta Bell, call up right now. She will tell you. I grew up in a bubble. I can't relate to any of that. And if I'm wrong about something, I do admit I'm wrong. And as stubborn as I can be as a Taurus, I do admit when I'm wrong. So I can't, I don't get that. What was that? Who said so?
John, what was that?
I said amen to Taurus being stubborn. Amen.
Really? Really?
I can justify that one.
Oh, Black, you laughing?
Oh, baby.
That's funny, Black? Oh, baby? Oh, okay. Anyway, as I admit it, I can be stubborn, but I do admit when I'm wrong. I do admit when I'm wrong, and I do apologize, and I do say sorry. And my kids will even tell you that.
Do women like to argue more than men? Is that not true?
I don't like to argue.
You
I don't.
Like to win.
Well, I always
I
win,
think,
but
oh,
that's
yeah.
besides the point. What's that?
See,
wait a minute.
That's
what?
Hey, as a nation, y'all want to win all the time, man.
I do win. I'm a winner. I can't help it.
Nah,
I'm Norris' daughter. I'm a winner. I can't help that. So anyway, I don't like to argue, though. I mean, I get pissed like the next person, but I don't like to argue, and I don't like to drag things out. I don't. You're like, all right, I'm mad. It's 10 minutes. All right, now let it go. I might be mad for a day. I might be mad for a day, and then I'm like, it don't matter, Shaw, what you believe. It's the truth.
I don't believe it, man.
And, Black, you over there snickering, you know?
Hey, look, all I know is,
hey,
Shaw, this is what I know. This is what I know about women.
What do
I know
you
that,
know?
I know, I know that I could be wrong, but I don't think so. I know that Black women.
You could be wrong. Uh-huh.
Call up. Check me if you have to. I know that Black women puffing their chest out. You know what I'm saying? They feel like, you know, if you go against them, it's time to get it on. You know what I mean? Like, and I think that's why the ladies on the Housewives, you know, and whatever, they just attack each other. It's crazy.
No.
You guys are worse than us. Worse.
Yeah, they are.
They're
kidding.
You know what I mean?
Yes, you women are, because I'm not in that category. So I'm removing myself from all of that, and I dare anybody to dispute. I dare you.
She's throwing out threats.
Black, no. No,
hey,
listen.
I'm
this
you
is, I'm joking.
I'm right. God damn it. You can't do that.
Mm-hmm.
How you supposed to win against that? I said I'm nice, damn it. Now smile. That's how we get beat by. That's how we win again. When we just
win
like that.
She's going to win that argument. She's going to win that non-argument.
Oh, yeah.
I don't care. I am different. I'm so different. I don't like to fight. I don't want to fight. I get mad about things, yes, but I don't like to fight. And I don't look for reasons to fight. That's just not me. And if I'm wrong, I mean I'm wrong. So,
I'm
telling the truth.
She got that grandma cut you with the eye look. She's cut you with the eye.
I do not.
I
wish you would.
Now, I don't like to argue. I don't look for reasons to argue, but I don't like to be pushed, people.
Right. Like, if I tell you something aggravates me, don't keep doing it, because then I'm going to snap on you, and then it's not going to be pretty.
And
if you know it irks
me,
don't do it. And if you know it irks me and you keep doing it, that means you want me to come at you. You want me to. That means you want to fight, because you know you're doing something that irks the hell out of me. So that's your problem, not mine. And on that note,
hey, I got a question for you. I got a question for you, ladies. Do you think women cut up because they just want attention that bad?
No, I mean,
are they trying to bring attention
yes,
to themselves?
Women do, but I don't.
Some
so.
Women do.
No, I'm serious because
no,
I
do
see
believe
a lot
that.
Of different clips. Women, you know, being McDonald's, they being H&R Block, all these different. You know what I'm saying?
H&R
public
Block.
Establishments. Yeah.
The
oh,
hell,
yeah.
McDonald's?
I seen some stuff.
Wait, Chrissy, you talking about McDonald's or H&R Block? What does that have to do with attention?
I have seen some stuff. I have seen Black women take the littlest, ridiculous thing regarding service and turn it into a melee. So what I want to know is like,
that's just ignorant.
That's what I'm talking about. But it's almost like they're bringing attention to themselves.
I don't think that's
like
so much for attention. That's just ignorance. That's just because they don't know no better.
That's,
I think drawing attention to yourself is when you're doing that madness. You're online and you like, you know, you nitpicking with another female online. Like, that's trying to draw attention to yourself, I think. You're up there with the twerk videos, and then the next day you're talking about your kids. I'm sure you would say that. You men would say that. You men would say that. I mean, but to me, that's drawing attention to yourself. That McDonald's and stuff, because your Cinnabon wasn't fresh. I mean, that's just ignorant.
Exactly. Exactly.
All right, but quickly, I want to ask you guys another thing while we have you on the line before we have our guests. In the news today, actor Michael Jace killing his wife. You guys heard about that?
No.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Wow.
That's your boy,
the
man.
Shield?
That's your boy from the first, from the Michael Jordan movie back in the day. Black man.
He plays in The Shield, and he plays in another show on TV. Black actor. Oh, gosh. What he play? What else did he play in?
I just told you what he played.
What?
He played
Michael
Jordan.
No, he played in something else. He played something else, though, besides The Shield, and I don't know about the Michael Jordan one, but he played in another TV show. Anyway, he's in the news for killing his wife overnight, and then he killed his wife right in front of their two kids, and then called the police and told the police he shot his wife. This just happened last night. Don't know yet. It's been all over the news and everywhere. I'm surprised you guys haven't heard it.
What is going on with these
What's going on with these high-profile celebrities? Like, they're going crazy.
Here's the thing,
what is going on?
It's deeper. It's deeper than just the violence. I think that we have a problem. I'm serious. We have a problem. I think black men and women have a problem communicating with each other and just being able to disagree and just being able to carry on just a normal life. It's like we're enemies in our own home.
Yeah,
it's
pretty
like
much.
Even with the
much.
Enemy, that's how we treat each other. I mean,
you got what's the other actor? Columbus Short putting a knife to his wife's throat, telling me he's gonna kill her and kill himself. Like, what is going on with Black Hollywood?
It's coming out.
Everybody is tripping.
Hey, Ray Rice knocking his wife out of the elevator.
Right,
they've been tripping.
What about the runner guy? Where is he from? Africa, the one with the artificial legs or whatever? Shoot his girlfriend through the door, through the bathroom door, talking about he thought it was an intruder. Like, what? Like, you guys are high profile. Like, you can't get away with this stuff. What are you doing? I don't know, Black. You know how you said before? Yeah, of course that was on purpose. OJ did it. No.
You want to click that insurance?
OJ did it.
That glove.
OJ never did nothing.
OJ did it. Look, Black people, we so happy to win a victory, even when we know it's wrong. We knew OJ did it. We know he did it.
Cheers,
but we never
man.
Win anything. So we were just like, yeah, we know OJ did it.
Oh, I still remember. I remember when it went down. I was in high school when
it
went down.
OJ did it. He did it. Yeah, he did it. But see, we used to like having our people, you know, ran over the tracks, you know, so when we get a victory, it's like we want to go and run with it, but nah.
If the girl
that was wrong. He did it. But anyway, these celebrities are doing these things like they're going to get away with it. Like, I don't know what's going on. The world,
yeah,
we all got to get
dumb,
right.
Though. How you do it,
right? Dumb. All of them are dumb.
How you do it, you get off. You get off, and now you know you're public enemy number one. You are on the radar, son.
Now he's selling his own merchandise.
He's
going to rob the fools of his own merchandise.
He's an idiot.
That was a hotel setup.
This is ridiculous.
Well, I guess you got to think about it. You killed two people and got away with it. You got to be feeling like, what else can I do? He had that Tupac moment. Like, look, nigga, y'all ain't kill me. I'm alive. Tupac was just adding them more. He probably was like, I done killed two people. I can steal my own shit. That's nothing.
Yeah, he thought wrong.
He sure did. They was determined to get OJ.
I got something else for y'all, too, man. I got something else for y'all. How do you guys feel that we got there? Well, I ain't going to say we because I'm not even on that shit, but the NAACP just announced that there is a new president. Yes.
Oh, yeah? I didn't hear that one.
Cornell Williams Brooks. Means nothing to me.
No.
Like, does anybody
even
care?
They're
giving
out awards to Donna Sterling for right now.
Yeah, nobody cares.
So now you see why they did it.
Well, you guys,
yeah.
It was great talking to y'all, but it's that time of the night. We have our special guest ready to come in, so we're going to get into that interview. So we ask you guys to continue listening to the show. And if you want to, you know, ask questions to our guests, call back up, and we'll put you on air. Sound good?
We will.
Yeah.
All right. PD Radio,
right.
Thanks for calling. So right now, Black, we're going to go into a song by our special guest, and then we are going to bring him in and talk to him. Sound good?
Sounds good to me. Let's do it.
All right.
Radio.
Money all in my bank, no limits here like the tank. Not top five, but moving in rank. Calm, and I rep Queens at the hometown. You disrespect the team, it's the showdown.
Oh,
bar for bar, there's no contest. You dealing with a certified rap song vet. Gonna need a helmet, shoulder pad, and vest. Yes.
Work smarter, not harder. Work smarter, not harder. Work, it takes dollars, make sense. So make sense, make dollars.
Cause I got the fire, manifesting my full desires. People front, but I'm the truth to lie. Now the same car going in the booth to fryer. No game, they say genius board is insane. I was blessed and born with that thing. So let that nurse examine my brain and she can bounce, bounce like a tempo. Told y'all niggas from the intro, work smarter, not harder, so simple. Situation all mental. Mind over matter, that's the phrase, baby. I see you mind, cause I matter and the buzz crazy. But nothing over here was made overnight. I put in that work, now you see my mic. Call me number 23, I'm about to take flight. Right.
Work smarter, not harder.
Right.
Work smarter, not harder. Work, it takes dollars, make sense. So make sense, make dollars. Work, make sense, make dollars. Work, make sense, make dollars. Work, it takes dollars, make sense. So make sense, make dollars.
Make sense, make dollars. Work, make sense, make dollars. Work, make sense, make dollars. Work, make sense, make dollars.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen.
Pump up the volume, pump up the volume.
Alright, is everybody ready?
This is a PD exclusive.
Alright, is everybody ready?
This is a PD exclusive.
Yes, yes, you heard it. This is a PD Radio exclusive. It's that time of the night where we shine our creative artist spotlight. And tonight we shine it ever so brightly on tonight's special guest, Mr. Sean Khan. Sean, welcome to PD Radio. How are you?
Oh, what up, PD Radio?
Hey, so glad to have you on tonight. You feeling good?
I'm feeling good. I'm here. I'm so glad to be here.
Oh, we're happy to have you here. I just want to let the people know I connected with you on Instagram. I watch your posts. I know you do music. And I noticed that you get a lot of mad love on all your posts. That means a lot of people are truly digging you as an artist and a man, and it's very, very admirable. And I've been wanting to get you on the show ever since, so I'm happy to have you on tonight. Thank you so much for joining us.
Well, thank you for having me. I'm very happy to be here, you know.
Good, good. Now, you're from New York. Where exactly are you from, Sean?
I'm from Queens, north Queens. Side of Queens nowadays. That's what they call it. So, you know, Farmer Boulevard, Liberty, you know, that area right there by the Rock. If you know where the Red, Black, and Green Rock is, three blocks from LL Cool J, where he came up from, down right down the street, a few minutes away from Hollis, where Run DMC came from. So I'm from a good area where a lot of legends are from. Or, well, at least I'll say some major legends are from, you know?
Yes. Right. Okay, I love it. I love it. I love it. You're in great company. Now, I just want to clarify because I'm not really sure. Sean, are you an individual artist or are you part of the group Triborough? How is
that? It's both because, see, Triborough, from its origin, we are a group of solo artists. That's exactly how it became Triborough. Like, the whole story behind it is kind of amazing. We call it Fate, Time, and Destiny, but we didn't even know each other. We didn't know each other at all.
Oh, wow.
And it happened over an interview like this. I was being interviewed for Baruch College. This was 2005. I had a project that I did with a good friend of mine and a great producer, originally from Canada, my man Rich Moore, who produced the entire album. It was 10 tracks that we did, and we did it for the love of hip-hop. It wasn't even something that we were putting out for sale. We did it, made 100 copies just off the love, and somehow it got in the hands of somebody at the radio station. So they called me up, asked me to be a guest, and as I was being interviewed, a young man called up and was like, yo, you're hot, yo, I like your lyrics, your music is great, yo, we got to do something one day or something, you know, I really like what you're doing. It so happened to be a loose who is now one-third of Triborough, who I called up randomly. I think he was checking for one of his songs to be played or something, but then he tuned in to me, and then just hit me up and said, yo, we have to do this. And with Fresh Air, which is the other third of Triborough, he's actually my cousin's brother. I met him maybe 8 to 9 months before that, and we were in Cypher together. You know, we met each other through Cypher, but, you know, it was about that at the time. And Alus invited me to his studio, where I went to his studio about 2 weeks later. They sent me a beat, went to the studio, and we did a song called BX to QU, you know, just because he's from the Bronx, I'm from Queens, and then everybody that knows hip-hop well knows that the Bronx and Queens had a lot of beef back in the day with hip-hop.
Right.
Harris, 1MC Shan, you know, all that stuff. So we did BXQU to show the unity of that. Big shout-out to my cousin, DR, the hip-hop chef. After we did that record, I brought it to his crib where Fresh Air was there. They both were blown away by the record. And I said, yeah, this guy Luce is crazy. He's an engineer. He engineered. He mixed it and he rapped. I was, you know, kind of blown away. I don't really see that, you know.
Right.
So they were like, oh, man, that's crazy. Next time you go, we got to go. So maybe a week or so later, we went to Luce's studio. And DR had an idea for us to do a freestyle together. So we decided to do, I think, what's it, the 1-800 Hustler for Rockefeller with Jay-Z, Beyonce, all those guys. And we did that. And just from that one freestyle alone, he had a vision. My cousin DR had a vision and said, listen, you guys have to be a group. And that's how it really happened.
Gotcha.
Wow. You see how the universe just brings things together? You know, when you don't even expect it to happen, the world has a way of just making everything fall into place as it should. So you guys been together since 2005?
Well, no, 2006. What happened was we did the freestyle. He saw that vision,
okay.
And DR had like a round table meeting with a bunch of artists that he really thought had the potential, or he seen something in them, you know, Fresh Air being one, and Luke being one, and myself. And
right.
We, you know, we had a whole clique, which we still, you know, we're still a family circle of trust. But within that, we'd say about maybe 10 to 12 MCs all together, which we were family, you know, doing stuff together. But I would say that was near December. So January or February, Triborough pretty much was established where we started going to the studio every week, doing material. That summer, we dropped a mixtape titled Where Did the Game Go, which you can, you know, go on TriboroughNYC.com and get that free download of that mixtape, which is hailed a classic now. But, so, you know, 8 years later, here we are, and award-winning group, Guinness World Record holders, all type of crazy
stuff.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I'm like, I'm blown away by that because I'm reading your bio and I'm reading your credits, and as you say, your 2012 Underground Music Awards for Best Rap Duo. I mean, you've been featured on 106 in Park, Video Music Box, you have music rotation in London, Germany, Africa, Canada, everywhere.
Yeah.
Like, how you do that?
Well,
how you do that?
thankfully, the internet has been a great platform for artists because, you know, before that, we only could rely on labels and what they tell us or what they say they can do or what they say they're doing. With the internet, you're able to reach directly to the people. So, you know, due to it's worldwide, you know, luckily people picked up on it. And funny thing about it, even something that's even odder, about a year ago, come to find out, the first demo that I did as a teenager, about 16 years old or so, ended up last year being found by a record company that put it out overseas, and this record has now, this thing has been sold out 3 or 4 times over.
What?
And now it's been, so it's kind of crazy how that's going down as well. So a lot of good things are happening, but yeah, the internet is a great thing, you know, because we got a lot of fans in Africa.
We
concentrate in Germany. We're on the number one station in Africa, you know, so it's, and Canada shows us a lot of love, you know.
I was just
going to
say that, too.
Thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that with the social media today, the way it is and, you know, what the connections do you feel as an artist is necessary to still get that label deal? Or do you feel as an artist you'd rather stay independent, do it the way that you want and have more control over your music? What do you feel is the best fit for you? Are you trying to go for the, like, the label deal or you want to stay
actually,
indie?
I mean, with Triborough, the funny thing is, you know, this game can be a funny thing where we've been in some sticky situations within our 8 years of existence, meaning we've had situations where we were with the production company and behind our backs they were turning down deals from Def Jam and Jive and all this kind of stuff because they didn't feel they were getting the money they needed. So after those things happened, we decided, you know what, this is it. We're going to manage ourselves. We're going to do everything ourselves. And, you know, throughout that work, got us to win these awards and things like that. So we're comfortable, and I'm comfortable with independent grind. But now, if through the grind that I'm doing now, if a label comes up in the right numbers and the right situation and the right creative control, then that's great. Because that's a platform to use, of course, because they have certain things that I don't have, and they can use resources that I don't have that I'm building on. So if the deal's the right deal, you know, because nowadays 360 deals are crazy. Ain't nobody really trying to do that, you know?
Right.
Right. But you're not so thirsty as to say, I'm just going to take anything just to say I got the deal, because you know what you have to offer. And you know, staying indie, you can do it the way you want and generate that buzz, you know, to get to where you want to be. But some people, they don't see it that way. They just want to say they got the deal, even though that deal is not in your favor. So respect to you on that.
Yeah. No, we're definitely not doing that. And, you know, we're my whole plan, especially with, you know, this project I have now that's titled The Constitution, there's no release date on it yet. Just a single Work Smarter Not Harder is what I'm pushing. But the whole thing is we want these labels to come knocking at our door. We're not going looking for them.
Right.
They want to deal with us. Come to us, because when you come to us, that means you're ready to sit down at a table and negotiate something reasonable. When you go to them, they're looking like, oh, you need us, so we're going to give you whatever. No, You actually need us.
Yes.
The opposite, but, you know, this is what they show these artists, and a lot of artists, up-and-coming artists, don't realize that. So they just say, oh, Def Jam, so I'm going to just jump out the window for Def Jam. But then you're dead, mm-hmm. you get nothing out of it. 2 years later, you back looking for a job, you know?
Right.
Exactly. Now, speaking of your record, we played that right before you came in, Work Smarter, Not Harder, which I love, by the way. You killed it.
Oh, yeah.
Now, I assume you wrote that because, you know, that's your mantra, work smarter, not harder. And I agree with the message. Do you feel like in your day-to-day dealings with people in the business, do you find them applying this to succeed? Or do you kind of feel
going any which way? Actually, I don't. I don't feel that they are. Most, the majority are not. And that's one of the reasons I made this record, to put that message out, like, because I feel that there's so many talented artists that I know personally. There's so many talented artists that are out there, but what they're doing is they're grinding. They're grinding hard, but they're grinding in treadmill mode where like, okay, I'm running fast, but my plan is not right. My business is not right. So I'm running fast, and I'm not going anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it's like the same cycle, the same circle. You keep going around into the same thing. These artists don't realize it's good to meet new people. It's good to make new circles. You know, don't think that you have to be stuck into the same circle. You have, you know, beauty of people, that's great. But if you're going to constantly do the same open mic every weekend, the same thing here every week, you're not expanding. You know, I just came back to California not too long ago, and there's a lot of things that I got out there that was great. So you have to move around.
You do. Most definitely. People get too comfortable being stuck. You have to move. You have to progress. Like you said, you have to meet new people and make new connections. That's the only way to grow. If you're stuck in the same situation, you can't grow. I don't care how much that circle is telling you, we love you, we love you, you got to step outside of that circle if you're trying to grow as an artist.
Definitely.
Or anything you're doing as far as business anyway. Now, what is your style of music, would you say? Is it hardcore? Is it positivity? Social?
Well, you know what? I would have to say that it's a mixture of everything. I would consider myself a very well-rounded artist. You know, I've been told that one of my specialties is doing songs for the ladies, which I haven't shown that yet with this project. You know, I do have some music in the works with Life for that, but I've always been told that's one of my great knacks. But, you know, I come from being an MC, so, you know, and I've been blessed enough to have come up under the wings of some major people, like, you know, big shout out to Lord Finesse, who I was just with not too long ago, who was a mentor of me years ago when I was first starting, and that's a great thing where I got to meet Big L at his house soon, like a little bit before he passed, and I was one of the first people to ever hear the record Ebonics, which made me say to myself, oh, my God, I need to step my game up. Like,
right,
you know,
right.
So, yeah, so these things are blessings, but, you know, it's a crazy game, you know what I'm saying? And you have to be prepared for it. You have to have a tough skin, you know?
Yeah, yeah. Now, when you're writing your music for the ladies, you know, I wasn't opposed to you writing a track called Miss PD. I mean, I just want to put that out there so everybody can hear it. I wasn't opposed to that at all. I'm a mess, Sean. Don't pay me no money. Now, I saw your video that you have posted up where you hooked up with LL in New York where he displayed his software, MyConnect Studio. And I see you, Sean, you had the opportunity to do a little freestyle on the software and test it out. You killed it, by the way. How were you able to get on amongst others and do that? What was that experience like?
Well, LL has known me for quite a while now. You know, this is not the first thing that he's done for me. He's actually had me perform at the Power 105 car, Celebrity Car Show. Back in 2003, I did my very first mixtape, which was my clique, The Last Colony, that, you know, still my family. They had a mixtape, Last Colony, but then Sean Conn. And this mixtape, I mean, this is 2003, so let's say this is almost 11 years ago now, where this is before big internet wave of mixtapes. It's like we were one of the first people to really go out in the streets and really do it for in New York. So I would say in that summer we might have moved like 3,000 copies on the street, you know. So it really became a collector's item. Like I still have people to this day that may see me on the street and say, hey, aren't you on that Mount Rushmore cover? Because we had to cover like Mount Rushmore. The four of us was like Mount Rushmore on the cover. You know, and it was just my team. I was the only MC actually throughout the whole mixtape, but that was the click, you know. And
right.
Yeah, it that there, caught the attention of Al because he knew of me because shout out to Brian Daughtry, who was his assistant at the time, who I knew from he was over by Linden Boulevard, and he always, you know, would tell Al about me. So Al tuned into me, and then that one summer, I remember him telling me that Al's wife was like, "Oh my God, all you play in your car is that Sean Conn CD." Like, he used to really play my CD in his car all the time. So, you know, then he invited me to the studio one time with him, Swiss Beats, and Cassidy. And then after that, he had me do the Celebrity Car Show. And then for a couple of years, you know, because he moved out to Cali, you know, and started doing the acting thing heavily. So he's not really in New York as much. But when he did come back, and big shout out to my man Todd, who was one of his security, who I know as well, who helped put that together. They had me come out and do the thing for My Connect Studios, which is great because it's on the Sony website. You can go on YouTube, if you put in Sony LL Cool J, you can see it. But, you know, that right there was a really good look for me because it put me out in the spotlight, you know. So I appreciate it.
Yeah, I was checking that out. I was like, look at Sean doing a freestyle, just going. I like that software. That's nice. If I was in the studio like that, you know, I would have to get that.
Yeah, no,
like, you need to look into
software. Yeah, now I'm in the studio through Boom Dizzle. You know, you can actually, and what makes this great is now, being that I have a fan base that goes to Germany, even Russia and Africa. Now, I might not be able to go out there to do a record with somebody right away, but with the My Connect Studios, you can, it's like you have them in the studio, because instead of emailing a track back and forth, you can record in real time together with that
program. Like that.
So, yeah, it's really good. It's a groundbreaking thing.
That's hot. I like that. Now, tell us a little bit about the Constitution. What is this project about?
Well, this project, you know, is titled The Constitution with two N's, you know, Sean Conn. It's basically going to be my document, my story for hip-hop, my way, you know, because, and this is funny because I got to, you know, definitely give credit to Fresh and Loose, because for the last, probably the last 2 years or so, they've been like, yo, Conn, you need to do another solo project, because they actually met me through the one that my first project I did in 2005. And, you know, they've been, you know, telling me here and there, are you still? But I always say to myself, nah, I can't. I want to do it now because, you know, we're doing the Tri-Borough thing. I don't want to take distraction, you know, off of for me, because when I go into something, I'm fully in it. So when it's Tri-Borough mode, that's all I'm promoting. That's all I'm doing. But after these years of us, now we won awards. We're on. We're on, you know, I won a New York race, New York City with WBLS every Saturday. We're on there doing a classic slave intro with Chubb Rock and DJ Ben Rock. You know,
right.
A certain plateau. You know, we won these awards. We've got to a certain plateau. So now I felt comfortable to say, okay, you know what? We, Tri-Borough has made a stand for themselves. Now I can step back and go back. And I do have a lot of people who want to hear a Sean Conn project who were fans from back in 2003. You know, so this is for them. This is for hip-hop. And this is for all the new people who don't know of me, or maybe didn't even know that we all have solo careers as well. You know, so the Constitution is like a blueprint to what I feel a classic album should be.
Awesome.
That's what I'm talking about. I love hearing that. You know, you're talking about classic, because not a lot of people can achieve that classic status. I'm glad you're talking about it, man.
Yeah. I know,
man.
You say you didn't have an actual release date, but do you have a roundabout time when we can look forward to this?
Well, you know, the funny thing is I did have a release date at one point where I was going to release it on my birthday on July 1st. But when I went out to California, I made a major connection with Wilson & Hunt. Shout out to Wilson & Hunt, which is my branding and marketing company that I'm with now. And we just struck a situation where, and this is within about the last 2 weeks, and, you know, basically they advised me to push it back because what they're going to do for me to brand me, at, you know, out, you know, to the world pretty much. And they've worked with a lot of well-known artists.
Cool.
So I've seen their work. I really like their work. So I said, you know what, I'm going to take that advice, because now for me to put it out on my own, if it was just me, what I'm doing with my grind, I would have did that. But now that they stepped in, I'm going to let them do what they do.
Right.
And then when, you know, instead of, their whole thing is, instead of having that you already have, how about having 300,000 or 400,000 or 500,000 more people involved with it? Let us do that for you. So I said, okay, no problem. You know, I'll be just
keep
making
good news.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I love it. I love it.
Yeah.
Black, you got questions for Sean? Oh, yeah.
I was going to say, you know, I just love the energy and the direction you're talking about going and you're just speaking on classic levels. And so, you know, in your new project, The Constitution, which I love the title, it's a strong title, it's epic. What type of vibe are you going to have throughout the CD? You know, how, you know, if you can let us in on that or not.
Oh, yeah, no, definitely. I come from, you know, the artist that I came up, you know, grew up off of, and the era of hip-hop that I grew up off of had much more originality, because nowadays everybody seems like, okay, he made the hot song this way, so we're all going to make a song this kind of way because that was hot.
Mm-hmm.
Back in the day, everybody had individualism where it's like, okay, this is Nas, okay, this is Big Pun, this is G-Rap, or, you know, you would never say, oh, man, G-Rap sounds just like Pun, or so-and-so sounds just like, oh, they make the same songs, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Thing. You take somebody like Slick Rick, who's a great storyteller, or one of the rappers who actually was my favorite rapper at one time, and he's the reason that I even started writing first place, which is Redman. Because I found that Redman was the one artist who he could be funny, he could be serious, mm-hmm. he could be lyrical, and he was a great storyteller.
Yep.
You know, so the Constitution is going to be those elements. I'm going to give you a great story. I'm going to be
mm-hmm.
lyrical. I'm going to get at the ladies. You know, I'm
mm-hmm.
going to give you some substance. I'm going to give you them bars, and I'm going to give you what I call smart dumb music, something that is simple where you can follow, but I'm still putting something out there for you. So, you know, I'm going to give a bit of everything,
like,
which makes it a classic album.
I like that.
Nice.
That's
all
what I'm
right.
talking about. I'm not going to front. I always talk about Redman was one of, you know.
I was going to say,
Black,
that should do.
Coming up, that's my man. He already know. It's just the way his delivery and just how he comes across. And like he has a different style.
Redman influenced Eminem, all these guys. Like, Redman was one of those guys, man. Like, you know, Time for Some Action, Tonight, Superman, The Lover. You know, all these kind of songs that he did. And then the fact that he was still able to be with the Pat Pistol Posse and be
mm-hmm.
funny. Like, no one ever thought they could be hardcore and comedic at the same time. You know what I mean? Until Redman
mm-hmm.
was able to do it with and still be, to me, Redman's in my top five, truthfully. You know what I'm saying? Of all time, in my mind. You know what I'm saying? Not everybody's following the same thing, but he's one of the best. You know what I mean? And he's influenced so many people, whether they want to admit it or not, you know?
Right.
Mm. Okay. Nice. So what projects, besides The Constitution, of course, what else do you have going on that we can look forward to that you're trying to get into for the year?
Well, what you can do, if you go to the Triborough website, which is triboroughnyc.com, on Thanksgiving, we have released two projects as a gift. One was Bridging the Gap Volume 2. You know, Volume 1, Volume 2, what they are is all the artists that we met along the way, that we appreciate and, you know, really admire their music. We did collaborations with them, and that's Bridging the Gap in hip-hop, because there is
mm-hmm.
no unity, especially in New York. I mean, other states, yeah, but in New York, there's really not much. So we
mm-hmm.
are Bridging the Gap in hip-hop. And, you know, big shout-out to Ralph McDaniels, which is a hip-hop pioneer, video icon,
mm-hmm.
who Triborough
mm-hmm.
is one of his favorite groups. It's not his favorite group right now, you know, so...
Wow.
That's a great thing, you know, for so an iconic figure like that to say, you guys are my favorite group, you know. So,
things
like that,
right.
you know. But on the website, we got the Bridging the Gap Volume 2, and we also dropped something called Invasion of the Beat Snatchers. And what we did was
uh-huh.
take all the beats from, I guess, 2013, all the hot songs that were out, and we destroyed
mm-hmm.
them, you know, just took those tracks and destroyed them. So, Invasion of the Beat Snatchers and Bridging the Gap Volume 2.
Love it.
Nice. I want to know, what's the ultimate goal for you, Sean? Are there any projects that you're trying to conquer right now? Besides the music, is there anything else that you're trying to dig into that's going to make you feel like I've accomplished what I wanted to accomplish?
Well, one thing definitely what I want to do in the near future, because I've in the past worked with people with you know, handicapped clients and people with disabilities. I definitely
mm-hmm.
want to open up my own house or facility or business that can cater to them, because I've seen the inside, and, you know,
you know, not saying like Willowbrook style because that was horrible, but I've seen injustices done to these people with special needs, so I really want to make it where I have a place where they can be safe and well taken care of. So that's one of my plans, and that will make me feel whole because, you know, it's really a shame how some of these people are treated, you know. And another goal of mine is to tour the world with my message of music, you know, and cause I'm really a spiritual person and I'm into positive energy, so I feel that my music brings a positive vibe to people, and I want to be able to share that with the world. So a world tour, a couple of times actually, if possible, and definitely to help those who really need it, you know. And also, I'm also into physical training, so I always am into helping people better themselves within health.
Wow, that is so admirable. I really that. Yes, very much. That's great that you want to reach out to special needs people that way. I mean, it takes a lot. It takes a person with a big heart to even want to attempt that. So respect to you on that. And as far as the positive, you know, messages, like I said, I follow you on Instagram, and you definitely give out those positive, images every day, and I respect you for that. So you're always putting out positive feed and encouraging people, and I like that a lot about you as a person. So please, you know, stay on that path because we need people like you. Definitely.
Well, I appreciate it. I really appreciate it. And I see that it is reaching people, and, you know, sometimes people hit me and say, yeah, I really needed that this morning. Because every morning I make sure I put a post to get people going, you know, make sure they're on the right path, because there's a lot of negativity out here that people fall victim to. And, you know, you don't really have to because a lot of people don't really understand. And it's not about a religion. It's not about this or that. What I realized and what I've come to find out is your thoughts and your feelings are what mold your reality, believe it or not. So you wake up in March and be like, oh, I can't stand this and this and that. This is what you're going to continue to get. So I always want to put it out there. If you think positive and you feel positive or you feel good about things, good things will happen to you.
And it is needed because we so easily get caught up in that. Like, you wake up in a bad mood or something didn't go right that morning, so now you're in this funk, and it's like we can easily get caught up with that. And then here comes someone like you with this positive message, like keep your head up, you know, think positive. And it's like, and sometimes that's all you need to snap you back into the right mind frame. And people don't realize that little bit of positive that you put out in the world, it may not touch 10 of the people you're trying to reach. It might only touch 2, but that's 2 more positive people. You know what I mean? That you have brought to the light, and you're definitely doing that. So, again, you know, respect to you on that. I want you to let listeners – oh, no, thank you. Let the listeners know how to connect with you. Where can we find your music?
Yeah, well, I've made it so, which, and I would advise all artists to do so, because I see artists with their Twitter's one thing, their Instagram is one thing, their Facebook. It's like, you know, people cannot hone into all that at one time. You know, so
please,
if you
want
to find me, SeanConn00, that's SeanConn20, that's my Instagram, that's my Twitter, that's my SoundCloud, that's my YouTube channel. That's everything, you know what I mean? And it's funny because on my channel, I don't even have any videos out yet on my personal channel, but this works smart in my heart. I just had a meeting for a great treatment for this video. So in the next couple of weeks, I'm going to be shooting this video. So this summer, there's going to be an incredible video for that phone.
Nice. Very nice. I look forward to seeing that. And Sean, I mean, it's been a pleasure to have you on the show tonight. Truly digging your energy. I'm loving your vibe, your positivity, your music. I mean, you're doing big things, and we're fans here. I'm definitely a fan, most definitely.
That's right.
So,
I appreciate it. I appreciate y'all. I really appreciate
y'all.
And
whenever you put
the
new music out, please send it to us, and we'll keep you in rotation because that's what we do.
I appreciate the support, you know, and you guys are doing your thing. I enjoy your show. And I heard Mr. Shah up there a little earlier. Congratulations to Mr. Shah with the middle finger wave Monday. That's a great look.
Yes.
You know, those are my people right there. Big up to the
Dot
movement, go get it and everything, you know?
Yes, yes, yes. Those are the peoples right there. Anybody else you want to shout out before we go?
Oh, yeah. Well,
got a team
out to
you're working with?
Shout out to, my circle is kind of small when you really boil down to it, but there's so many MCs that I know and respect. So shout out to all the MCs. Shout out to the rappers, too. I mean, not everybody's an MC, you know what I mean? But shout out to y'all. Shout out to the DR. Shout out to, you know, just shout out to everybody who's pursuing their dreams and not letting anyone stop them.
Yes. Love it. And big shout to you, Sean. Sean Carr, we thank you so much for coming on the show. We are going to play an encore of your song, Work Smarter, Not Harder.
That's
yes, because
that
we're digging it. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, it's a hot song. It's a hot song. So we're going to get into that right now. We thank you so much. Black, let's give it up for Mr. Sean Carr. PD Radio, yes. Oh, yeah.
And the man, he's right. I just friended him on SoundCloud. It is just that easy. So I just want
it's
to
just
put
that
out
easy.
There. That's right.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. And I just dropped that song on SoundCloud about an hour ago because I knew I was going to be on the show. So
I
just put it
out
there. That song is now on SoundCloud for everybody to enjoy, you know. So
here we go.
Share it, vibe with it, let everybody know there will be a video soon.
Damn.
Yes, and if you guys tuned in late to the show tonight and you missed part of Sean's interview after the show, just listen to the playback and hear it, you know, in its entirety. Again, we thank you, Sean, and we'll be in touch with you. Thank you so much for coming on PD Radio.
Thank y'all for having me. Have a good night.
All right, you too. Good night.
All right,
Black, we're going to go into an encore of his song, Work Smarter, Not Harder, by Sean Carr. Check it out.
PD Radio. Radio.
Money all in my bank, no limits here like the tank. Not top five, but moving in rank. Call, and I rep Queens, that's the hometown. You disrespect the team, it's the showdown.
Oh,
bar for bar, there's no contest. You dealing with a certified rap star vet. Gonna need a helmet, shoulder pad, and vest. Yes.
Work smarter, not harder. Work smarter, not harder. Work, it takes dollars, make sense. So make sense, make dollars.
Niggas crazy like Richard Pryor.
Wow.
Cause I got the fire, manifesting my full desires.
Uh-huh.
People front, but I'm the truth to lie. Now the same car going in the booth of fryer. No game, they say genius board is insane. I was blessed and born with that thing. So let that nurse examine my brain and she can bounce, bounce like a tempo. Told y'all niggas from the intro, work smarter, not harder, so simple. Situation all mental. Mind over matter, that's a phrase, baby. I see you mind, cause I matter and the fuck's crazy. But nothing over here was made overnight. I put in that work, now you see my mic. Homie number 23, I'm about to say flight.
Right. Work smarter, not harder.
Right.
Work smarter, not harder. Right. Work, it takes dollars, make sense. So make sense, make dollars. Work, make sense, make dollars. Work, make sense, make dollars. Work, it takes dollars, make sense.
PD
Radio.
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 I'm a king. Ladies and gentlemen, I like to introduce myself. I go by the name of Mr. Shot. Welcome to the house.
I'm a king.
King of Shot Town.
I'm a king.
I just came to switch it up. I don't talk to these niggas, Getta gon' hit them up. I don't fuck with these artists, Getta gon' hit them up. Better have my money, my nigga, before I hit you up. Fuck with us, you know we got it. My man got caught with the burner, but yeah, they know we shot it. I got niggas that'll ride for me. My young niggas, crazy niggas that die for me. Yeah, that's loyalty and love. When they looking at the judge like they don't give a fuck. Nigga told him 7 years and he ain't even buzz, That Brooklyn bullshit, we on it, nigga. Anybody can get it, tell me who want it, nigga. I'm undefeated, I'm underrated, I'm overhated. That's why I'm middle finger waving and pictures I'm taking. I'm waiting for niggas to try me. Niggas are dying, they lobby, get bodies in public. I do this for the love of it, you do this for some sucker shit. Trying to bag another bitch, you don't know who you fucking with. MR.S, I ain't gotta say the rest. Niggas gon' pay respect. When they see the logo on the chest, niggas pay the check. I ain't fucking cocky, but I ain't tip a waiter yet. Shottown, nigga, pay respect. I'm a motherfucking king.
Ladies and gentlemen,
I'm a king.
Rise with the sun, ready get fresh and I'm gone. Just like an early bird, I get the worm. At times it's been a struggle, persevered through dirt. Been to the ends of the earth and back. Now I'm on track, 9 to 5 grind. I'm a hustle on the side, grown man swag with my queen by my side. Future in frames, pictures, poster boys for the new G's of the era. Gangsters and gentlemen, whether from town or London, I teamed up with EQ and them, we fit the new groove on them. I brought it back home and now I'm shining like the sun on them. Laid back and easy on a Sunday, kick back, relax, roll a spliff and bun grade. Reflect upon my life and know today is a good day. Melodies of a nice guy, always keep a smile as the days go by. A hop in my step and a song in my head, I'll never let a good moment pass me by. Melodies of a nice guy, always keep a smile as the days go by. A hop in my step and a song in my head, I'll never let a good moment pass me by.
On tempo, yeah.
Night falls, temperature rises. She's looking so golden, she must have a Midas touch. So soft and correct, nothing feels better than when we connect. Turning on our Xbox when we connect. No gaming, unless we talk Monopoly. Invest a couple property, home in the city and a house in the hills. Holiday view so beautiful, yeah that's Mother Nature. She's so beautiful, that's how her mother made her. Intelligence is beauty and she became a beauty queen. When she graduated, she made it, thinking how she looks. Fine, fine like the fibers of her bed sheets. But I just wanna find and define the fibers of which her mind speaks. Stimulate her mentally and physically. What made her attractive was her positivity, her sexy style, her big brown eyes, and her sexy body. She's my pretty brown skin, my brown sugar, so sweet upon my tongue, I'm all over her like cocoa butter. Undress her every thought and penetrate her soul. I'm just trying to see how deep she can really go. I'm not trying to conversate, I'm just trying to make her moan. Melodies of a nice guy, always keep a smile as the days go by. A hop in my step and a song in my head, I'll never let a good moment pass me by. Melodies of a nice guy, always keep a smile as the days go by. A hop in my step and a song in my head, I'll never let a good moment pass me by. Melodies of a nice guy, I keep a smile even in the night time.
Thank you.
Man,
He ill, he ill, but it doesn't matter, man, because the hook is off the chain and the beat is really strange. You can feel it in your brain, mommy shaking to my name. Nigga, let me do my thing, like, breathe. Show love, homie, clap, clap, bite. I may be moving too fast for you to catch. If you ask me to, I'll slow it a notch. Where to get that? Leave him there, cause this is the spot where kitty cat cats. Love it here, fantasy spinning over the track track. A British twang, Caribbean slim, where the ass at? Chi-chi-chi-ching, where the frame, make me want the wood of grain. Heard the flow is reminiscent of what's left on cooking cane. Told her, listen, looking strained. Ears, eyes, nose, hands, tongue. Now she telling me I can't fight romance. Can't I slow dance? Not necessarily, but we can take it slow. I ain't got you to marry me. Show my don't bury me, a little bit of looking here, there, everywhere. Have a drink, what's your specialty? Let it be on me, lights out, fights out. Hush, you gon' be with day, ma, before the night's out. Just breathe, in, out. Got a color for the coat, the master covers all my spokes. And the whips are full of boats because they're pretty and they float. From living in a spoke, if I'm spitting in a road, man. He ill, but it doesn't matter, man, because the hook is off the chain and the beat is really strange. You can feel it in your brain, mommy shaking to my name. Nigga, let me do my thing, like, breathe. Okay, but homie, hold up. Yeah, yak about her money or her. Two money roll up. You giving pounds, you rather fake ones, like money swell up. And like, what's cracking, my nigga? Get on your own nuts. Deciphering the corners of corners about your coke cut. Enlightening, supplies are removed in the daylight shows up. You're frightening the toddlers, little children and mamas. But my niggas piranhas make liver out of your lava, lava out of your liver. It's drama night in a nigga. I'm calm as cucumbers, quicker and conquering gunning kisses. The spots for the come up kisses, a peck on the cheek, neck of a freak. Now I gotta go put my peck in the cheek, let it release. Higher down. Show when I'm better than each, better than least. Wolves, cause I'm fresh, but dead at the feet buried beneath. Bro, come and get you, I never wish these remedies please. Pop it down the bottles, let's finish tonight, tomorrow, like breathe in, out, got a color for the coat, the matching covers on my spokes. And I'm whipsy for the boats, because they're pretty and they float. If I'm living in a spoke, if I'm spitting in a road, man. He ill, but it doesn't matter, man, because the hook is off the chain, and the beat is really strained. You can feel it in your brain, mommy shaking to my name. Nigga, let me do my thing, like, breathe in, out, got a color for the coat, the matching covers on my spokes, and the whips are full of boats because they're pretty and they float. If I'm living in a spoke, if I'm spitting in a road, man. He ill, but it doesn't matter, man, because the hook is off the chain and the beat is really strange. You can feel it in your brain, mommy shaking to my main. Nigga, let me do my thing, like.
PD Radio. Yes, we are back. We just played for you guys some more Air Candy by All Indie Artists. We started off with I'm a King by Mr. Shaw, followed up by Melodies of a Nice Guy by Mr. Kenny Daly. And after that, we played First Lady by Jada Blaze.
Oh, no.
I said Jada Blaze. Jada does play, though. I said that right. What's up, Jada? Miss Miami doing her thing. And we ended off that segment with Breathe by Lynn Storm and his artist, Day. All hot music. I love every single track that I picked that Black did not pick. So don't listen to him when he try to sneak that in like a little snake. No.
You see that, right?
It is I, Miss CD, who has picked every single song. So artists, when you hear your song play, it's because I did it. So don't listen to Black.
Wait till I have you on the Black Exchange. It's going to be on.
And what? Exactly.
That's right. Come at the owner's neck. That's what I'm going to do.
You can't do that. That's grounds for dismissal.
Just playing.
Nah, I can't dismiss you. You the right hand. I can't dismiss you. That's right.
Now, what we all going to do is...
Mm-hmm.
I wonder who? What was that?
I said you 50-50. What we are going to do is... Give more shout-outs, big respect to tonight's guest, Mr. Sean Kong, for calling up, sharing his music journey with us tonight on the air. We really appreciate him. That was a great interview. I enjoy that a lot. So follow him, Sean Kong, on every social aspect There
That's
is.
Right.
The name doesn't change. It's Sean Conn. It's S-E-A-N-C-O-N-N-0-0. Don't be cutting me off, Black.
0-0. What was that?
You want to fight, don't you? You want to fight, don't you? You want to fight on the air? Is that what it is?
What was that?
You want to give them a little taste of us fighting on the air? Is that what you want?
We should.
We should.
Me and Peter
we
be
could.
Fighting, boy. You always on my
we
back.
Could. I am not.
Yes, you do.
Look.
I'm just trying to explain myself.
Just because I have one, two, maybe two drinks sometime, what, I'm an alcoholic now?
I care with you. Y'all see why
back.
I can't get rid of Black? Because Black just keeps it all the way real. I swear I love you. You're the best. 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 So, how you feeling about the show tonight so far? You enjoying it? You ready for the new station? You ready for the new station?
Yeah, it's
Are you ready?
You know what I'm saying? We're going
to
keep this, money train rolling. Oh, yeah, this train going to keep rolling.
Mm-hmm. So as we said, you guys, starting the first week of June, the first show under our new station, Poetic Designs Radio, will be Middle Finger Wave Mondays, the morning show hosted by Mr. Shaw, and that is starting June 2nd. And we will be putting out the link to our new station. We will no longer be under Six Man. We have been with Six Man for 2 years, and it's been a great, great run. And I want to give a huge shout-out to the boss of Six Man Radio, Mr. Bassett, excuse me, Mr. Bassett, because he gave me this opportunity, you guys. He called me and asked me to do a show. Yes, yes, give it up to C, yes. When he started his network, he asked me to do a show. I had never done radio before, hadn't really thought about it. Really, I mean, in a real way, I hadn't thought about it, but when he offered it, you know, I thought I could deliver. And I'm the type of person, you know, even if you present me with a challenge, I love challenges, first of all. But if you present me with a challenge, something I've never done before, if I honestly feel like I can't pull it off, I won't touch it. If I feel like that's not my realm, I can't give it my all, I don't touch it. And anybody knows me knows I won't touch it. If I feel like I can deliver, I'll accept. So I accept it. It's been 2 years, and it's been great. You know, it's just time that we branch off and do our own thing, and I'm very, very excited about that. We have two shows. Besides PD Radio, we have two shows already developed. We have Middle Finger Wave Monday, the morning show, as we said, with Mr. Shaw. And on Fridays, we have the Black Exchange by my co-host, Black. He's doing his own show, you guys. Again, another show that's no holds barred. I'm scared of both of these shows. I'm going to be sitting back, a station owner, and I'm going to be like, no hope.
Yes.
I mean, these guys get it in. They don't mess around, you know, real with the audience. So I'm excited to see how well these shows are going to do. I already know they're going to do great. And we are looking for more shows to put under the network. You know, I will be putting out a post about that. We're looking for quality hosts. Quality host, you guys. We don't want anybody who wants the opportunity to jump on and have a show just to say they have a show. You know, the show has to have a purpose. Otherwise, we can't bring you in. So we are looking for more talented. Yeah, I'm very tough. I'm telling you now, very tough. And if I give you an opportunity to do a show and you're not on our professional level that we want you on, you will get cut. So... before you even step to us and say, I want the show, please know I'm going to be on you because I'm not having any bullcrap shows under the Poetic Designs Radio Station, period. I'm not going to do it. This is very serious to us, very serious to us. And we're only doing quality shows. Yes, Black.
And we're not going to cut you through an email or Facebook post, nothing like that. We're not going to do you like that.
No, I'm going to call you up personally.
Call you up.
I'm going to call you up.
Tough break, nigga. It's always cool.
I can't with you. I know.
Don't be done with it. Sorry.
I knew you was going to do that.
What can we do? What can we do?
No, I'm not. Never mind. Never mind.
We're
going to
clown
great
you off. We're going to clown you. No, I'm just playing. We ain't going to do that to you.
Look, guys, we're not going to clown you. Now you're scaring people, Black. Stop it.
Hey, we're not going to clown you off. Nah, we
just want you to understand our station is very serious, very professional, And you must deliver on that status, you know, because we listen to a lot of shows. And I'm not trying to say our show is the best. It's not. But I will say this. We give 1,000% to our show. And we listen to other shows, and we know they don't. And this is all that I'm saying. You know, you have to give 1,000% to your show. You have to deliver what your audience wants to hear. Your show has to have a purpose, or otherwise, we can't work with you. That's all I'm saying. I just want to make that clear. So Black and I will be putting out a post, you know, looking for hosts for the station. And if you're serious, respond. If you're not serious, serious. I can't with myself. I said re serious. The hell is re serious?
Three slip ups per show, as you can see. You can get a couple slip ups.
I'll allow as many as I want. Play it up. Don't. As many as I want. And can't nobody stop me. Who gonna check me, boo?
I see.
Anywho, PD Radio. But what is it on the radio station? Coming to you June 1st. Get ready, because we're going to be on fire. Oh, yeah. I said it. Okay. Anyway, we're gonna say our goodnights right now, you guys. I want to give a big shout-out to all of our loyal listeners and supporters. You guys know who you are. It's so many, and I don't like to leave anybody out. I really don't. It's so many of you. And as I always say every show, I don't take anybody for granted. I'm one of those people. I understand the importance of support. I truly, truly do. And I take all of it to the heart. None of you guys are taking it for granted, because we can't grow without loyalty and without support. And I know when people support you, they just want to be appreciated. And I recognize that. So I appreciate all of you guys. I love all of you. There's so many. And if I start naming names and I leave somebody out, I will be so hurt, because I don't want to do that. I really
don't.
Don't do it. Big shout out to the PNC. I mean, they go hard. They go hard for us. They go hard for each other. And I love it. I'm proud to be associated with them. So, you know, we love you guys. We thank you for tuning in every week. You know, we've been a part of Six Man Radio. Now we're branching out to our own station. We ask that you follow us there. Help spread the word. Let's get our followers up. Let's just do it big. Help us do it big. And we appreciate you guys. We're going to give you quality shows that you can tune into every single week. And be like, Monday, what's coming up? Tuesday, what's coming up? Wednesday, what's coming up? Oh, yeah, PD Radio all week. Our station all week. That is the goal. Right, Black? We want to deliver.
Yeah. If there's a station or a topic that you would love to, you know, just hear us talk about or focus on, you know, hit us up, man. Go to the website.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? www.poeticdesigns.net/PD Radio and leave us a message, so that we can, you know, give you what you want. So
it's all about you.
Oh, yeah.
If there's a show that you want, if you want us to have a show under our station dedicated to one particular thing, let us know. We'll make it happen. We have to get a big enough response if we'll make it happen. But, again, it's all about you guys. So we want to make you happy, and that's how we grow. So, again, thank you for everything for the past 2 years, and we look forward to many more years under Poetic Desires Radio. And on that note, I want to say thank you to you, Black, for rocking with me for 2 years, holding me down, keeping me sane.
Of course. That's how we do it.
And now riding with me into the new station. Gotta love it. Gotta love it. And we're gonna end the note on, we're going to play some more indie music for you guys to take you out. We have three more
songs that
we want to play for you to go out with. Indie artists, check for all of them. PD Radio, we love you guys. Good night.
PD Radio.
Radio. Radio.
Radio.
Radio.
Radio.
Radio.
Radio. Radio. Radio.
I love women. I love women. All women. Light women, short women, tall women. I love women. I'm just a man that loves women. I thank you, God, for creating women, all flavors, shapes, size, and colors. Not one is like another, that's why I love her. Please understand, a man is not just a dog. After making love to one, I wanna love them all.
Please believe me, girl, you one of a kind. Every 1 minute spent with you is one of a kind. In this world of sin, there's no crime to date. If the chemistry is right, it's all right to mate. Consenting adults in heat, you so sweet. That's why I like to kiss on your cheeks. You taste good, I love the way you smell. Your intellect and beauty got me caught up in your spell. Deep inside I wanna be with all the women I like, even the stars. Here's some of the women I like. Kelly Rowland, I love the way you walk. I could see us having dinner and I feed you with a fork. Laura London, I wanna be your husband. Your sexy will have us with kids by the dozen. Nia Long, my longtime beauty queen. Every time I look at you,
I think I'm in a dream.
Eva Mendez, serve me a mante. Rosie O'Dawson, muy caliente. Luis Aldana, sexy Colombiana. I see us making love on the grill at Benihana's. I wanna know how bad you are. I love the type of woman that you are. Vivica Fox, we had lunch in P.F. Chang's. You said you would teach me some things. Tamela Jones, we first met in Belize. Let's reunite in Belize and make love in the Keys. Tony Braxton, you couldn't be sweeter, but I'm torn because I also love Trina. Melanie Fiona, you're my Guyanese fire, but I like to keep it simple and sexy with Maya. Kerry is my fantasy scandal. Lisa Rae McCoy is a whole lot to handle. Jenny McCarthy is the white I like, but late night I wanna spend my late night with Keisha Knight. Angel Conwell, body type is sick. Jennifer Love Hewitt, body is sick. For a white chick, I like you.
I'm heartless. Regardless, I prove out of all the niggas they know I'm the smartest. They target, but this ain't Black Ops. I'm in the window, yup, the city is your backdrop. Gas pop, you drop, shit, here come two cops. I'm sorry, this is business, mess with them with the blue top. Used to give a fit up, hold this finger thing up. They say I'm irrelevant, I got no drama to bring up. Hold up, shut the fuck up or roll up, scroll up, and get your shit swole up. Wait, hold up, this ain't even a fucking rap. Here go. Yo, I got you, boy. Yeah. This what happens when Brooklyn meets Australia out this bitch. They don't give a fuck, Joe, huh?
I don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
I don't give a
look, your hottest single couldn't fuck with my filler for realer. I do it for pun, for big, I do it for Dilla. Upper echelon, top shelf, you softer than Ben Stiller. Getting hip from Phyllis Diller, bumping Mac Miller. These niggas salty now, cause I don't fuck with them. But if I did, I'd be miserable, I was stuck with them. Tired of working with lames and putting trust with them. I don't see why we friends if I ain't getting no bucks with them. You see me? No fucks given. He brought his attitude, I hope he brought his tucks with him. Bang, bang, dress him up. Just in case my mama listening, I say I F him up. But she ain't listening, it's official then. Slump him then, dump him in Lake Michigan. Discovered on a Sunday by some fishermen. You ain't want the drama, shouldn't start bitching then. Don't ever do that fucking shit again, no fucks given.
I-D-G-A-F-F, I don't give a fuck. L-M-A-O, nigga, because you ain't really tough. Looking in my left pocket, looking in my right, right. All I see is money. Y'all gon' be alright. No fucks given, nigga. No fucks given. No fucks given, nigga. No fucks given. I need EAF, but I don't give a fuck. LMAO, nigga. Cause you ain't really tough.
I don't give a flying. They say I do, they lying. Never had one to give if they selling, I ain't buying. Hoes and they feeling, acting like somebody thirsty. It's never that deep. I ain't thirsty for no herpes. Thanksgiving, got the musket for you turkeys. Social media gas you, nigga, it irks me. No fuck giving, no. Keep up with that madness. I ain't mad, just I'm getting your IP address. Find out where you lay your head at. Kids go to bed at. I'll be at your front door hearing you never said that. SMH, bruh. Wait, bruh. You ain't really think I was gonna let your ass skate, huh?
I won't pop, I won't shake, I won't break. Crucify my verses, I sacrifice my lines. Shed blood and tears, buddies trying times. A Judas in every verse, so I'm all
Radio.
Don't nobody know nothing?